Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. About 30 Philadelphia high school students are back home after Hurricane Helene left them stranded in the Smoky Mountains of North Carolina for days. KYW's Connor Barkon has more from outside of Girard College.
Happy to have my baby back.
It has been a stressful and emotional week for Stephanie Jones after she learned her daughter would not return home from a group camping trip to North Carolina as originally planned.
All I kept doing is crying and being emotional like I'm getting now, you know. But I'm just so happy that my baby is back home, where she belongs.
14-year-old Tierra Dargan is a student at Girard College and had never been on a trip without her parents.
I miss my parents a lot. I realize I can't live without them. And so, like, every time I get mad, I just appreciate them for what they've done for me.
She and about 29 other classmates learned last week the mountain roads they would take to leave their campsite were washed away. They arrived home 4 days later than expected, and making their way to the bus was a challenge.
We had to hike up 2 miles, 1 mile downhill, 1 mile uphill, and we had to go through a bunch of obstacle courses. Like, there was a bunch of mud, landslides. We have to be careful.
Dargan says it will be a while before planning another camping trip. She says the whole experience was humbling. Outside Girard College, Connor Barkon, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Two Jewish organizations in Philadelphia are sharply divided over the fighting in the Middle East. KYW Community Impact reporter Raquel Williams says the differences of views are stark.
The Jewish Federation of Greater Philadelphia says they stand resolute in supporting Israel's right to safety and the right to defend themselves. President and CEO Michael Balaban says they are grateful for the continued support from the U.S. government and armed forces, and that the world needs to recognize that this is an attack by a terrorist group.
Time and time again, we think that we're dealing with rational individuals, and we hope that through diplomacy, we can get somewhere. But terrorists, they're not looking for diplomacy.
Meanwhile, Jewish Voice for Peace Philadelphia wants the U.S. to stop sending weapons to Israel.
What we are seeing is the rogue and reckless actions of the Israeli military and government spiraling communities in the region into all-out war.
The U.S. military assisted the IDF to help defend Israel against the attack, and officials say there will be severe consequences for the action. Raquel Williams, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
The Borough Council in Collindale, Delaware County, caused an uproar Tuesday when it appointed a police chief some members of the council, including the mayor, were unfamiliar with. KYW's Vic Ragapathy reports they made the appointment after removing a controversial candidate from the consideration.
Can we get it from the president of the council that Mr. Bland's name has been taken out of consideration?
You can get it from the vice president. He's no longer a candidate.
Thank you very much.
That's Collindale Borough Council VP Stacy Calhoun telling a room full of more than 100 residents and union members that Raheem Blandon was no longer an option for top cop. Blandon is being investigated for allegedly tipping a suspect off about an upcoming police raid. Many of those in attendance were there to see to it that Blandon would not be appointed, but they were taken aback when council appointed Selinsgrove Police Chief Sean A. Mitchell to take over. Collindale Mayor Donna Mateo Spadeo on Council President Ryan Hastings.
Mr. Hastings just does whatever he wants to do, and he has a force with people that they just follow whatever he wants them to do.
Former council member Shannon Murphy echoed the mayor's frustrations.
How do you have a chief of police that has never met the mayor? That is her boss. Please, somebody needs to make this make sense. You can't just hire people and nobody knows about them.
The Collindale Police Department is also dealing with understaffing issues, and Delco's FOP president says cops there are demoralized and disillusioned with council decision-making. In Collindale, Vic Ragupathy, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Philadelphia police plan to use drones to combat street racing meetups, according to police officials who testified before a city council committee hearing Tuesday. KYW's City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports.
The meetups are not a new problem, but the scheduling proved timely, coming just 10 days after a series of overnight meetups left several police cars damaged and an officer injured. Deputy Commissioner Fran Healy says one of the biggest challenges to arresting the drivers is public safety.
We will not pursue them. Police pursuits result in tragedies.
Nonetheless, Deputy Commissioner Mike Cram testified police do follow by air if they can.
It's easy to follow them until they run out of gas or they just stop.
Deputy Commissioner Frank Fenor says police use vehicle information, video, and social media posts to track the drivers down. A woman from North Jersey and a Pittsburgh man have been arrested in the most recent incident, and several vehicles have been recovered.
We're doing investigations into stolen vehicles that may have been a part of this. They re-vin them. They put different plates on them, and they get them out there so they could just wreak havoc on the streets.
Healy said two new tools are about to debut, spike strips and drones. Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.